This is the Alleycast from FolkAlley.com for July 2009. I'm Chris Boros, and this is our monthly podcast where we feature a whole handful of new material that we posted on the site. In this episode of the Alleycast, we'll be listening to our exclusive Live from Folk Alley concert with Justin Towns Earl and our exclusive in-studio session recording with the Dixie Beeliners. We'll also hear music from Judy Dybel's new record called Talking with Strangers. Judy Dybel was the original lead singer from Fairport Convention, and she has a record coming out in August. We'll also listen to Folk Alley's featured open mic artist for July, Ross Douglas. We'll hear one of his songs in the Alleycast. We'll also hear about Sheila MacDonald, a Scottish musician who released just two records in 1970 and 1971. She mysteriously disappeared after the records were recorded, but resurfaced in 2005. We'll listen to her music on the Alleycast as well today. First, though, let's listen to the Dixie Beeliners. They recently stopped by the Folk Alley studios to play us some songs. They also sat down with Folk Alley's Jim Bloom for an interview. You can listen and watch the Dixie Beeliners in-studio session recording right now on the website at FolkAlley.com. And here's one of the songs they performed called Yellow Haired Girl.
Turning a love charm to fetch your good bow.
Go bring me a dying blackbird, bring me a fiddle fir, bring me a flame red lump of coal to make my true love burn.
Go away to the pool, get greenard, go away to the drowning creek. Go away and bring me a good-eyed bow to kiss me on the cheek.
My lover's hand.
Wait to learn such wicked charms to make your mother cry.
I learned them off an old witch heart in which the deep wells dry.
Go away to the cold, dead green yard. Go away to the drowning creek. Go away and bring me a good night, boy. Kiss me on the cheek.
Pities this great pain. I've searched the pine dark hollows when day was growing dim. I've climbed the highest mountain top, but I never set eyes on him.
Go away to the cold, dead graveyard. Go away to the drowning creek. Go away and bring me good night, boy, to kiss me on the cheek. Go away to the cold, dead graveyard. Go away to the drowning creek. Go away and bring me good night, boy, to kiss me on the cheek. Bring me a good night, boy, kiss me on the cheek.
That's the Dixie Beeliners performing Yellow Haired Girl in the Folk Alley Studios. You can watch them perform that song on the website right now at FolkAlley.com. We also have a 20-minute interview with the band up on the site as well. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alleycast for July of 2009. Recently, Justin Towns Earl played a concert near Folk Alley Studios, so we sent our contributing producer Craig Adams out to capture the concert. Right now on the website, the full concert's there for you to listen to. Let's hear a song from it right now. This was recorded on June 4th of 2009. Here's Justin Towns Earl.
Now, do when you're lonesome? Where do you go when you're blue? And how do you deal with such emotion when you're just an ordinary fool? Do you hang your head and walk the streets hoping no one sees your face, wishing you were someone else someplace far away? Do you stay out late nights drinking and trying to smile through the pain that everybody knows is tearing you in two? So what do you do when you're lonesome? Such emotion when you're just an ordinary fool.
Cinco.
Oh, now some have tried changes of geography and such. Others lock their hearts away for fear they'll fall in love. Oh, but still there's some far too dumb to know there's something wrong, and they waste their lives wandering wide, waking up alone. So what do you do when you're lonesome? When you're just an ordinary fool.
Oh, Leon!
Just an ordinary fool. When you're just an ordinary fool.
Thank you, folks.
That's a song from Justin Towns Earl from his Live from Folk Alley concert. That was recorded on June 4th of 2009 by our contributing producer, Craig Adams. The whole concert's up on the website right now for you to listen to. And a little bit later in the Alleycast, we'll listen to one more song from this concert. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alleycast from FolkAlley.com. Each month, Folk Alley features a new artist who has posted songs on the open mic portion of the website. For July, our featured open mic artist is Ross Douglas from Point Roberts, Washington. And here's his song called Bougainvillea Bobby.
Colored flowers, pink and white, catch the ripple of the morning light. Lizard giving every little bug a fright near the table where he sits. Coffee's drunk and paper's red as the sugar birds fly around his head. He's a country boy and a thoroughbred with a manner that befits. Bougainvillea Bobby, he's the baron of the flamboyant. He went and put this monkey house into the vision of a man. Bougainvillea Bobby, nice to meet you. as the day is long and sharper than the picket fence that runs around his land. Health is lousy, heart is great, spirit's bigger than the Empire State. Standing there at his front gate, you know you wanna stay. Short on patience, long on soul, he is skinny as a fishing pole. You get him on a storytelling roll, you laugh the night away. Bougainvillea Bobby, he's the Baron of the Flamboyant. He went and put this monkey house into the vision of a man. Bougainvillea Bobby, nice to me, as the day is long and sharper than the picket fence that runs around this land. Well, he worked up north for the movie stars, you can see them on his walls. But the spirit that is there within is lighter and yet brighter than them all. Oh, 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 oh. Yemanaye. Well, he worked up north for the movie stars, you can see them on his walls. But the spirit that is there with him is lighter and yet brighter than the night. Well connected, he's so cool, names he drops will fill a swimming pool. Dolphins turned up by the school, they heard he's back in town. Off the record, on the ball, always handling another call. Even lying down, he's standing tall in the hearts of all around. Bougainvillea Bobby, he's the Baron of the Flamboyant. He went and put this monkey house into the vision of a man. Bougainvillea Bobby, nice to me, as the day is long and sharper than the picket fence that runs around this land. Sharper than the picket fence that runs around.
That's Ross Douglas from Point Roberts, Washington. He is Folk Alley's featured open mic artist for July, and that was his song called Bougainvillea Bobby. Ross has posted a whole handful of songs on his open mic page. You can find a link to that right now on the homepage at folkalley.com. Let's listen to one more song that the Dixie Beeliners performed in our studio. You can listen to the full session recording and watch it right now on the website at folkalley.com. Here's an exclusive recording of the Dixie Beeliners performing Married by the Hanging Judge. That's the Dixie B-Liners, a song they performed in the Folk Alley Studios called Married by the Hanging Judge. You can listen and watch the Dixie B-Liners exclusive Folk Alley session recording on the website at folkalley.com. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alleycast for July of 2009. Musician Judy Dybel may best be known as the original lead singer for Fairport Convention. She was on the band's first album in 1967. During that time, she also joined the early beginnings of King Crimson with the band Giles, Giles, and Fripp. Her musical career took another turn when she formed Trader Horn in the late 1960s. That band made just one record called Morning Way. From 1973 onward, Judy left music altogether. She also worked as a librarian for many years. In 1997, Fairport Convention asked her to sing with them at their Cropery Festival. This was the start of new times for Judy and a newfound love for her music. In 2004, she entered the recording scene again with her first official solo album called Enchanted Garden. She followed that up with two recordings in 2006, Spindle and The Whirl. Throughout Judy's career, she has never been afraid to take chances. And on her new album called Talking with Strangers, she takes more dares and chances than ever before. Teaming up with musicians Tim Bowness and Alistair Murphy, who produced the record and co-wrote many of the songs, Dybel weaves a landscape of beauty, fantasy, and whimsical melodies. Judy Dybel's newest album, Talking with Strangers, also features Simon Nicol, Jackie McShee, and Robert Fripp. It's being released in August. Let's listen to a short montage of selections from this new record.
The age of beauty, dead and gone. I lost myself in never knowing. It was always meant to be. Birds fly, bring the music home to where the jazz birds cry. Have your leaves all turned to brown? Will you scatter them around you? C'est la vie. Do you love? And then how am I to know if you don't let your love show for me? C'est la vie.
Together.
in a magical mystery dream. On a grey October day, before the mist has burned away,
grey October day.
A montage of music from legendary musician Judy Dybel's most recent offering called Talking with Strangers. It's being released in August. This is the Alleycast from FolkAlley.com for July of 2009. I'm Chris Boros. Thanks for listening today. Let's head back to our exclusive Live from Folk Alley concert with Justin Towns Earl from June of this year. The full show is on our website right now for you to check out. Here's one more song from the show.
Come home and you can give me a smile. I don't know, maybe you think that I'm bound to you, baby, or maybe you're a fool, but you gotta treat me better than you do, 'cause it's hard living, loving you. Lord, and every word you say is just downright uncalled for, baby, low and cruel. And now come on, honey, don't you make me choose, and it's hard living and loving you. Oh, and now roses are red, violets a little babe, why do you always gotta speak in rude? Give it to me straight or flattery views. Oh, no, and now come on, mama, make your move, but I can find somebody to be better than you, 'cause it's hard living, loving you. Speaking riddle, give it to me straight and flat refuse. Oh no, and now come on, mama, make your move. I can find somebody treat me better than you, 'cause it's hard living, loving you. Oh, but it's hard living, loving you.
That's a song from Justin Towns Earl and his exclusive Live from Folk Alley concert. You can listen to the full concert right now on our website, and if you're a member of FolkAlley.com, you can download it. Scottish musician Sheila MacDonald was set for superstardom. Often described as a Scottish Joni Mitchell, Sheila made just two albums, in 1970 and 1971. Both albums created a landscape of intrigue and beauty, joy and contemplation. But as soon as the light was shining on Sheila, the clouds rolled in and she mysteriously disappeared without warning.
It's been a long time, good to see you again. You've been round this land and back again, yet you're never without a friend. When I saw you last, you'd just come back from Germany. Shops and antique stalls, jumbo junk and bric-a-brac. Oh, tell me where.
Sheila MacDonald was born in 1948 and enjoyed a prosperous middle-class upbringing in the Edinburgh suburbs. At school, Sheila discovered a talent and passion for music, and as soon as she was old enough, she left Scotland for Bristol and the city's happening folk scene. By the end of the 1960s, Sheila found herself in London and often played at the Troubadour Folk Club, mingling with legendary performers such as Nick Drake. Her voice first appeared, though, on a rare BBC recording called Dungeon Folk, an LP spin-off from the BBC Radio 1 program that highlighted artists who performed at the Dungeon Folk Club. The two songs from McDonald on this album were a far departure from her own introspective material and showcased her early blues-based approach.
Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine. Oh, hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine. You aren't a stranger, you're a friend of mine.
Sheila McDonald started her career singing blues-based material like that song called Hello, Stranger. But when she became influenced by songwriters like Joni Mitchell, she picked up a pen and began writing her own songs. A wise choice. Here is how her first album in 1970 began. Records that Sheila made were both quite diverse. There were more produced and rocked out compositions like that one called Mirage. And then there were songs like this.
He was a stargazer. She asked, what will the future bring? Jupiter will bring you wealth and golden rings. They have climbed the hill and watched the sun go down to rest. He said, would you be my friend? I fear there's nothing left to give my lady. She said, let's follow the sun behind the hill.
That was the title track Sheila wrote for her second album in 1971 called Stargazer. In fact, most of the songs on her only two albums were self-penned, like this one called Odyssey from her second release, which features Dave Maddox on drums and Richard Thompson on guitar. Sheila also tackled traditional songs. There was this version of Let No Man Steal Your Time from her first album.
Come all you fair and tender girls that flourish in your prime, prime. Beware, beware, keep your garden fair. And let no man steal your time, time. Let no man steal your time.
On her second album, Sheila arranged a haunting version of the Dowie Dens of Yarrow.
There's nine of you, there's one of me. That's not an equal morrow. Gonna fight you all, one by one, for the last that I love on Yarrow. An eye he fought, an eye he flew, and I. Brother John came in from behind and murdered him most foully.
Both of Sheila's albums failed to sell huge quantities of records, but at the same time, critics and her peers hailed the recordings as masterpieces. And soon, Sheila was on her way to stardom. But that's when it all stopped. Like many of her contemporaries, Sheila began experimenting with LSD. There was one trip, however, that took its toll on McDonald, causing her to hallucinate for 3 weeks straight. She couldn't cope.
Been so long since I've been home. Walked down the lane I used to roam. Nothing's changed up on the hill. Fireside ladies sit and dream of sparkling wine, gowns and sequin green. City lights and the man who treat them like a queen. Their children in the farm, heroes in the corn. Castles in the barn where they can play at being kings.
Sheila McDonald, who was so close to fame and possible fortune, just vanished. No one knew where she went. She was gone. For good. Over 30 years went by and no one heard from Sheila McDonald. Many speculated that she died or moved to Canada, but none really knew. Until 2005, when she walked into the offices of the Scottish Daily Mail to tell her story.
Daisy chains and pinewood lanes and books that smell of old age and fairy tales. Sunshine rays on lazy days that kites run up and float away forever in the sky.
Indeed, it was the drugs that pushed her over the edge. Without any notice, she traveled north to her parents' new home in Glasgow and hid from the drug scene which destroyed her. As time passed, though, Sheila managed to escape her past demons, but her singing voice was ruined. She says, quote, "I sounded like a cat being strangled. I was so sad. I suddenly found I had lost my place in the musical world I had loved. I had lost my talent."
Well, you say it's time to go. Stayed, you're welcome. The wind is right. bright line and set sail far across some ocean and take a look and through your window, babe. Look well at what you see. There's a storm in there raging, too soon to set out for sea.
Sheila MacDonald sought normal suburban life, living with her parents and working 9-to-5 in a Glasgow department store. In 1981, though, she took her disappearance a step further and fled with her new love into the wilderness. For the next 20-plus years, Sheila lived as a gypsy, traveling around Scotland, moving from house to house, living on benefits and setting up a tent wherever she could. She never renewed contact with her former friends and associates on the music scene, and gradually lost contact with even her family. Little did she know, though, there was a check of royalty money waiting for her to claim. But she never did.
Icicles and pinnacles, frosted windows in the morning. Can't find the sun down where the wind blows so coldly. And as I wipe the snow from off the windowsill, I hear his voice. I will return. I will return.
Unfortunately, she never did return. In 2005, Sheila said her voice was back and she was writing new songs. But that was the last we've heard from her since. It seems that she's vanished again, leaving behind two albums of near perfection.
Where is her gentle? Train going north, didn't say she'd be coming back.
Sheila MacDonald might have been the next Joni Mitchell. She had the beauty, the songs, the voice, the talent, and the ability to make records so diverse and appealing. In fact, it's almost sad to listen to these albums, knowing there was so much more that was possible, so much more that could have been done, so much more music to make. Luckily, though, her first self-titled album and the follow-up release called Stargazer are both still available on a double CD compilation released in 2005 from Sanctuary Records called Let No Man Steal Your Time. Sheila MacDonald might have disappeared, but her music will always be here.
So the sun, a lady took your mind and left you. No. Take it easy, and all your answers will come.
This has been the Alleycast from FolkAlley.com for July 2009. Don't forget to listen to all of the new content on the site, like our in-studio session with the Dixie Beeliners and our Live from Folk Alley concert with Justin Townes Earl. I'm Chris Boros. Thanks for listening.